Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to everybody to the Shaila of the Week podcast. Great to be back together post-Pesach. Hope you had a wonderful Yontif. And looking forward to another season where we address, elucidate various Shailas throughout Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, contemporary Shailas of interest. The question that came through this week, which many people have asked me about, is what is the basis and the origin of Shlissel Challah? Those of you who don't know what Shlissel Challah is, and that it is the Shabbos following Pesach. People bake a challah in the shape of a key. A schlissel in Yiddish or in German is a key. Some people either will bake a challah in the shape of a key, or they will actually place a key into the challah, while others won't do either of the above. They won't bake a challah in the shape of a key. They won't place a key into the challah. What they will do is spice the challah with sesame or other types of seeds in the shape of a key. What is this all about? Why is this done? What is the origin? How far does it go back? And is it the appropriate thing to do or not? Now, the truth is, the real reason that I'm addressing this question is because somebody sent me an article, which was written upwards of 10 years ago, a scathing attack on this minhag, claiming that it has pagan origins, that it was taken from Goyim, and more than that, completely dismissing the concept, the minhag of Shlissel Challah. Now, we are all familiar that for decades, for centuries really, minhagim have always led to debate as to the propriety, the appropriateness of them. But simply to dismiss, to mock, to make fun, and to belittle this custom is inappropriate and it's wrong. And let me share with you some of the sources and the basis of why it's wrong and why it's inappropriate. And of course, belittling, making fun, mocking minhagim is not something that we're new to. If you take a look in the Ramah and Hilchos Purim, Siman Tov Resh Tzadi, the Ramah describes a custom that dates back to the Rishonim, that when you're reading the Megillah, when the name Haman is read, you would bang for Haman. That's why we have a gragger. Some people cite Shem Rishayim Yirkov, that the name of a wicked person should be erased, and therefore they would stamp on those words. And therefore, Mizen Nishtar Bev Haminog, says the Ramah, Shemakin Haman Kishikorin HaMegillah B'Beis HaKnesses. The custom developed that when Haman's name was read in the Megillah on Purim in Shul, everybody would bang and would raise their voices. But that's not what's so fascinating. The rest of the Ramah is even more interesting. And this is the Ramah according to Beis Yosef from the Orchas Chaim. Ve'ein levatel shum minog. No custom should be abolished. O lilog olav. Or to mock, or to belittle, or to make fun. Ki lo lechinam hukvu. No minog was established for naught. No minog is simply coming out of thin air. So much so that the Be'er Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, writes, commenting on these words of the Ramah, citing from Rishon and the Marik in Shoresh Tess, as well as the Chassam Sofer, that even a minhag that is mevatel halacha, even a minhag that goes against the grains of halacha, also carries weight. And therefore, we have to be very cautious, very careful, very meticulous, and not to belittle, not to mock any minhag whatsoever. As we approach the Yom Tov Shavuos, I'll share with you a fascinating story told about the Chassam Sofer. In the biography of the Chassam Sofer, Chut Meshulash, it said about the Chassam Sofer, Moshe Sofer, that he arrived in Shul Leil Shavuos. And when he saw that the Gabbai didn't adorn their shul with shrubbery, like many, many Minhage Ashkenaz shuls have, the Chassam Sofer was dismayed and distressed and angered as a result that the Minhag Yisrael of placing shrubbery on the Shul of Shavuos was not happening. And it was not less than a year that the Gabbai was struck with a very, very serious difficulty, and the Gabbai didn't make it through the year. And thus, the Chassam Sofer teaches and shows the importance and the heightened importance of minhagim, never to mock, to belittle, and to poke fun at minhagim. So much so, the Chassam Sofer said that anybody who changes the way that the get is written, or the seder haget, the formula, the procedures of a get, tzarech livdok biyichus, you have to check this person's yichus to make sure that his lineage is correct and appropriate. There are well-known statements of Chazal, Minhag Mevatel Halacha, Minhag Yisrael Torah, Minhag Yisrael Biyadeinu, and therefore we have to be very cautious, very careful, and understand and appreciate Minhag Yisrael. Of course, this is one of the reasons that drew me to write my work, The Making of a Minhag. I'd like to share with you two sentences from two of the haskamos that are received from the great Rosh Hashiva, one Rabbi Aaron Feldman, Rosh Hashiva of Neri Yisrael, who writes that this book is especially important at a time when Jewish customs are coming under attack by various dissident groups who seek to change or to pervert Jewish customs. So, of course, Rabbi Aaron Feldman, like the Ramah, like the Rishonim, like the Chassam Sofer, and like many others, understood that we have to be very cautious, very careful when it comes to understanding Minhagim, so much so that the Rosh Kollel in Toronto, the great Rabbi Shlomo Miller, one of the great poskim of our generations, wrote also in his Haskama to the Making of the Minhag, throughout the generations, the hundreds and thousands of years, the Mesores, the traditions of world Jewry, was established through meticulousness in the practice of customs. And today we have become weakened and cheapened, and it has diminished the importance of the Mesores of Minhagim. And it's for that reason that we say, says Rabbi Shlomo Miller, may we see many people doing whatever they want. And of course, that's inappropriate, that's wrong, and minhagim, minhag Yisrael Torah, minhag avoseinu biyadeinu, minhag mevatel halacha. And we have to be very careful and give appropriate jurisprudence and look through and understand and work to appreciate minhag Yisrael. However, at the same time, we also understand that not every minhag has validity to it. Every minhag needs to be established appropriately by rabbinic authorities. It has to have an origin, it has to have a source, it has to have a basis. And it's for that reason that there's a halacha called minhag tos. A minhag tos means that a minhag that was established out of nowhere. Silly minhagim, mistaken minhagim, don't carry any halachic weight, so much so that if one has practiced such a quote-unquote minhag, it does not require hataras nedarim. You don't have to annul your vow of performing that particular minhag, and you could drop it. So of course, there are certain minhagim that don't have a basis, that don't have an origin, that don't have a yisod, that don't have rabbinic backing, that didn't pick up steam. And of course, those minhagim don't carry halachic weight, so much so that the saying goes that the word minhag, which means custom, rejumbled, spells gehenim. Mem, nun, hey, gimel spells minhag. Gimel, hey, nun, mem spells gehenim, and thus minhag backwards is gehenim. So a minhag which is established backwards without any rabbinic support, without any origin, without any basis, without any theory and reason to it, is unimportant and does not carry any weight whatsoever. Therefore, minhagim need to be understood, need to be appreciated. Let us try to take a look at this particular minhag of shlissel challah, baking a challah in the shape of a key, placing a key inside of a challah, or sprinkling seeds on top of the challah in the shape of a key. Now, the truth is, we have many, many minhagim relating, revolving around food. It shouldn't surprise us that there's a minhag that relates to shlissel challah, eating challah, baking challah in the shape of a key. If you take a look at the Ramah in various places, in his gloss on Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim, in the Yom Tovim, the Ramah tells us that there are many very significant foods that Ashkenazic communities have eaten throughout the generations on particular Yom Tovim. Of course, most notably and most famous on Rosh Hashanah, says the Ramah, Nogim lechol tapuach bidvash. There's an ancient custom to eat an apple dipped in honey. We say Hiratzu Shashana Tova Misuka. There's something to eating something on Rosh Hashanah that's sweet, a tapuach bidvash, the apple and honey, various reasons for the basis of this minhag. Chanukah, the same thing is true. The Rambam writes, Nogim lechol ma'achol echolav. Many people eat milchik foods on Chanukah because of Yehudis, who was able to defeat the enemy as a result of giving the enemy milk, falling asleep. And Elipurnis, of course, was murdered and killed, which led ultimately to the slow miracle of the Chanukah story. The same thing is true on Purim. The Rambam writes, Nogim lechol ma'achol zironim. Seeds, particular seeds are eaten on Purim. Zechle Daniel v'chaverav. Daniel and his friends ate Ma'achal Zironim seeds in Bavel, and therefore we also recall that on Purim. Pesach, of course, many have the custom, which is also brought in the Ramah, Minhag Ashkenaz, to eat a beitza, to eat an egg before Shulchan Aruch. A beitza is round, and therefore it reminds us that the year goes around, and just like the first night of Pesach is a happy celebratory night. We left Mitzrayim the same evening, will be Tisha B'Av, and we can't forget that. And thus, on Pesach, the first night, we eat a beitza, and Shavuos, then Minhag is, says the Ramah, Lechol Ma'achal Echol. love. We eat milchiks, and there are 100+ reasons as to why we eat milchik foods on Shavuos. Thus, we see that food certainly plays a specific role. It brings out a certain feel, a taste, an essence of the chag. And therefore, too, we need to understand what is it about the shape of the challah, the key challah, to this Shabbos. Indeed, if you take a look at the Sefer Taimei Minhagim, an ancient sefer dating back to the late 1800s, a classic work on Minhagim, there you will find two reasons that are cited as to why a shlissel chal is baked and eaten on the Shabbos following Pesach. In the Sefer Taimei Minhagim from Avraham Yitzchak Sperling of Lvov, he writes in Simon Tuf Kuf Tzadi Vav, as well as in Tuf Kuf Tzadi Zayin, two reasons. Both of them quoted from the Sefer Ohev Yisrael. The Ohev Yisrael was the apter of Rav Yeshua Heschel, who died in 1825. Thus, we're dating back this minhag upwards of 200 years. If the Ohev Yisrael died in 1825, and we are here in 2022, and of course, of Rav Heschel, the apter Rav, he was familiar with his custom. He dates the custom even earlier than him. So we're talking about a serious origin and a major, major Hasidic Rebbe. The Ohev Yisrael was an outstanding, awesome Rebbe. And he writes as follows, Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi Vav, Tam, the reason, L'masha Minaktim Halecha Mishnah, B'Shabbos Achra Pesach B'Mafteach Dafka. Why is it that he explains that you place seeds on top of the Lecha Mishnah in the shape of a key? Minhag Avosein B'Vadei Torah, who says the Ohev Yisrael, there's certainly reason and basis. V'hinei Yishlom Adas HaKosov, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which we read on the last day of Pesach. Pischuli Yachosi Ra'ayasi, open up for me, my dear beloved. V'yadua Maimer Chazal, we're all familiar with the words of Chazal, that Klal Yisrael is considered to be God's beloved, and we are beloved to God. And thus Chazal say, Pischuli Pesach Kechudo Shal Machat. Vani eftach lachem pischo shel ulam. If you, Klal Yisrael, open up your hearts just a little bit, kichudo shemachad, open it up with a key. Ani eftach lachem pischo shel ulam, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I will open up for you such a large, beautiful, incredible way that you could connect to me. And thus says the Sefer Taimei Minhagim, quoting the Ohev Yisrael lachein, anu minaktim halachamim b'shabbos u'b'mafteich. Therefore, we design, we arrange our chalos, the Shabbos after Pesach, in the shape of a key. L'rames b'zeshanu poschim at alidei mitzvos haShabbos. We get right into Shabbos immediately following Pesach. We open up the gates, the keys, and we bang on heaven's door. V'Hashem atov yiftach lanus otzro atov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us bounty and goodness as the spring and summer season ahead of us. V'yitzav shechaki mimal v'dalsei shmaim yiftach. And thus, as a result of us requesting, hoping to just open up our hearts, our minds, our souls just a bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should in kind return that opening. And thus, that is the first reason, says the Ohev Yisrael, the apter Rav, as to why we bake, make, shape, sprinkle our challahs this Shabbos in the shape of a key. Otam says the Sefer Taimei Minhagim, quoting the Ohev Yisrael, Ki hinei ba'es hazos, at this time period, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Kishachli Yisrael min haman, this is the time of the year that Klal Yisrael started eating the man. Mehakravas Omer, we brought the Omer. Lo achlo od min haman, kemo shekasa v'yochlu mimachras ha-pesach me'avur ha'aretz. Klal Yisrael began to eat the man. V'amina migar mimachras ha-pesach echol, we started to eat the man. U'me'az hischilu lechol mitfuas ha'aretz v'yisrael tzricha le'parnasa. Dafka, now as Klal Yisrael was emerging and was going to enter Eretz Yisrael, and there wasn't going to be any more man. We had so much man for the time that we were in the desert, but as we were starting to enter, getting close to Eretz Yisrael, we know that the man is no longer going to fall. And what do we need? We're going to need to be mefarnes ourselves. We're going to have to sustain ourselves. We need a parnasa. And therefore, that's the time period where Klal Yisrael entered and transitioned from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it's going to be a change in Hanhaga Nisis from the miraculous way that God ran the world to a more mundane, trivial, tevadik way. And therefore, Zos Yadur Shel Chol Davar Yeshar. We know that everything has its own gate. Kmo Shanachna Mispam Shiftach Lan Hashem Yizbarach Sharei Parnasa. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up the gates of Parnasa now. open up the gates of Parnassa during the season when the months stopped falling, when we were transitioning from the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore as a result, because we needed the stronger support and the bracha of Parnassa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu then, Bayami Mahem Bazman Azeh, the same thing is true now. We also hope and we pray and we pine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Shefa, Bracha, and Parnassa, and therefore the key that we bake, shape, sprinkle the challah with, and the Shabbos following Pesach is also indicative of opening up the gate with that key of Parnassa. If you take a look in the Sefer Oyv Yisrael itself, in the Likutim to Parsha Shmini, you'll see he gives another two reasons, which are also related to the other two reasons that we just brought. And that is that during this time period of the Sfiras Omer, as we climb from day to day, week to week, waiting, looking forward to Kabbalah Satorah, we go from day to day and week to week, and really, Shar Lashar, from gate to gate. Each of the 7 weeks and each of the 49 days are considered to be another gate. And thus, every gate has its own key. V'tzrich mafteach liftach she'arim, says the Oyv Yisrael, we need a special key to open up each gate and each day that we enter. And therefore, again, the key and the key Shabbos and the shlissel challah that's baked the Shabbos following Pesach also comes to hint, to teach, to inspire us to go from day to day, from week to week, and to climb higher and higher in our Avodas Hashem as we approach the great Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Finally, if you take a look in the Oyv Yisrael, he says that bePesach kol hashe'arim umochin psuchim, on Pesach all the gates, all the possibilities, all of the ability to get close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. That's the Yom Tov of Pesach. That's Zman Cheruseinu. We're free. We're unbridled. We're not constricted. We're not restricted. We have such a close kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Leil Haseidah, the power, the Michla de Menahemnusa. How after following Pesach, Ninalu, Kol She'ar of these gates are starting to close. And therefore the key that we make and use on this Shabbos is supposed to hint us that we also can reopen those gates that were opened so easily on Pesach and now are closed. We also have the possibility to open them. And therefore we use this Shabbos as an opportunity to use the challah and the shape, the type of challah that's shaped and baked and eaten in the form of a key is to tell us that you could still do it, even though it's not the Yom Tov of Pesach, even though we're back to the regular week, you still can open up the gates of heaven. Thus, we have seen from the Oyv Yisrael multiple reasons, sources, and origin as to the basis of this Shabbos, the Shabbos following Pesach being the Shabbos to bake this challah in this shape. So therefore, it's not for naught. It doesn't come from nowhere. Now, certainly at the same time, it's critically important to recognize and to note that there's no source in Chazal for this. Not in Shas, not in the Bavli, not in the Yerushalmi, not in the Midrashim, not in the Sifra, not in the Sifri, not in the Mechilta. Nowhere will you find this, and not in the Rishonim, not in the early Achronim, and in none of the classic codes, not in the Tur, not in the Rambam, not in the Rosh, not in the Rif. None of the Gedolei Ashkenaz mention this minhag. None of the Gedolei Sfarad mention this minhag. The minhag is most popular in Hasidic circles. Again, the Oyv Yisrael began this minhag. If you like a look in the Sfarim of the Belzer Rebbe, look in the Sfarim of the Sfas Emes and the Imre Emes, and all Hasidic lore, this custom became very popular. Thus, it does have a basis and it does have a reason. If somebody wants to do so, by all means, kol hakavod. If you don't, you don't. But to make fun and to poke and to laugh and to minimize and to belittle and to minimize, that's wrong and that's appropriate. Of course, minhagim have to have a makor. It has a makor. Now, the challenge we often have with minhagim, when a minhag conflicts with halacha, when a minhag goes loggerheads against something that we do halachically, I referred earlier to the minhag of banging for Haman, that minhag became contested because if you're banging for Haman during the Megillah, you may miss a word, you may miss a pasuk, you may not hear the whole Megillah, that has problems to it. We have other minhagim that are also challenging when we have curious reasons as to why they exist, and often it's unclear. But any time that a minhag goes against a halacha or a mitzvah, that raises even more questions. However, if it doesn't face off with a halacha, and a minhag is done in a nice way, and it's not there to purposefully strike and to hit and to create some sense of challenge, then certainly a minhag has a basis. So thus, we have shown the basis, the origin, the source, and how long it dates back. why it's done, how it's done, in which communities, in which circles it exists and did exist. Of course, if one has the minhag, you should continue to keep the minhag. If one doesn't have the minhag, there's no reason to. If one wants to, you certainly can. There's nothing wrong. But of course, at the end of the day, we have to understand, to appreciate minhagim, what minhagim are, where minhagim come from, the basis of minhagim, how minhagim work, the making of a minhag, and appreciate, understand, and to continue to follow minhag avoseinu b'yadeinu. Wonderful to be back together. Wishing everybody a terrific week. Kol tov.